This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Two more people were killed as thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators took to the streets again Tuesday in Myanmar's largest city, Yangon, and in several other towns to oppose military rule of the country since the February 1st coup. Myanmar security forces have since killed more than 500 civilians, according to the Assistance Association, four political prisoners. Three of the country's armed ethnic rebel groups, meanwhile, made a joint statement threatening the junta with retaliation if it does not stop killing protesters. Meantime, the U.S. State Department has ordered the departure of non-essential diplomats from Myanmar amid the crackdown on protesters. Daily rallies across Myanmar by unarmed demonstrators demanding the restoration of the elected government and the release of civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi have been met with tear gas, rubber bullets, and live rounds. A State Department spokesperson said the ordered departure status will be reviewed in 30-day increments. The U.S., Britain, and the European Union have all imposed sanctions in response to the coup and crackdown, but so far, diplomatic pressure has not persuaded the generals to ease off. More action had been announced by the White House in response to criticism that President Joe Biden is not sufficiently responding to a surge in hate incidents against Asian Americans. Among the announcements, a White House initiative on Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders is being reinstated and expanded. It was initially established during the administration of President Bill Clinton. The White House is also allocating about $50 million for Asian American Pacific Islander survivors.